This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined with Alex Jones at the bottom of the hour. He's going to talk about the global meltdown that has already begun. And, of course, part of that is the restructuring and the collapse of our economy. And one of the ways they do that is to massively increase the welfare rolls. Our country cannot absorb the massive amount of immigrants that are coming in. They very well know that. They've done social study experiments about this. Cloward and Piven were two of the social scientists who put forth a theory that this is exactly what needed to be done. But, of course, there's another aspect of this, and that is the NAFTA aspect. After enacting this into law 20 years ago, they now want to make it an accomplished fact. And we have some information about that we're going to play in a few minutes. But I wanted to get back to what I was talking about just before the break, because we played that quote from Nancy Pelosi saying, "I wish I could take all these children home." Well, of course, she can't take all these children home. Why? Because she can't support them. And the same thing that keeps her from taking all these children home is what makes it impossible for America to take all the poor children of the world. If I wanted to adopt 100 children, I would be stopped by our government. I would not be able to pass the income means test that would allow me to adopt that number of children. I wouldn't have the size house that I need for 100 kids. And we cannot bring all the poor children of the world into America. What they're trying to do with this is to create a cycle of dependency and to have an economic collapse. If they truly wanted to help these children, they could help them by removing many of the impediments that are bringing their countries down. Of course, it's been the World Bank and the bankers who have, in places like Venezuela, getting 700% on their return on their investment. And the World Bank, under Robert McNamara, who was essentially accused and truly was rent-seeking, putting them on welfare status so that he could indebt and collapse those countries through debt. And then we added to that a war on drugs, a war where for our cocaine, we run the Iran-Contra scandal for cocaine, bring that stuff in with a crack cocaine in L.A., as well as the war on drugs in Afghanistan. When it was under the Taliban, they were only supplying 10% of the world's supply of heroin. After the American army occupied them, that has soared. Record production each year. It's now over 90% of the world's supply comes from Afghanistan. We're helping the farmers there to grow it. We're importing it. And yet we are exporting violence and weapons and arms into all of these countries all over the world, especially in Central and South America. So if we really wanted to help them, there are ways to do it other than bringing them here. It is impractical for us, no matter how much we want to do it. And this is what many of my Christian friends need to understand. It is misplaced compassion to say that you're going to bring all of these children into America and take care of them. You can't do that any more than you could bring all these children into your home, or that Nancy Pelosi could bring them into her home. But I'm afraid she doesn't really want to do that. She wants to bring them into the community. She wants the community to be their parents. Just as Plato said in the Republic, they want these kids to see the government as their family. They're going to treat them better than they treat our veterans. They're already doing that. We're going to provide them with free rides for a college education. They're already doing that. They give them in-state tuition, whatever state they wish to go to. You and I, as American citizens, can't do that, but they can do that. They will give them free ride tuition at the universities. And if a middle-class American student wants to do that, they're going to become debt slaves to these very banks who will not release them from that education debt, even if they declare bankruptcy. But, of course, if you want to get rid of that indebtedness to the bankers, you can always sign up as an indentured servant to Obama's Youth Corps, or to become a teacher, or to do something else for the government. See, if you turn your life over to the government for a few years as an indentured servant, maybe they'll give you a break on that, because it's all about exerting control and collapsing the economy. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more reports from InfoWars reporters at the border and with Alex Jones telling us about global collapse.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour with a new report from Alex Jones about the global meltdown. It has begun. And that's what we see at the borders, is a meltdown, a collapse at the border. Before I go to the clip from Petraeus and Pelosi talking about how they view our new country that we're starting to see now, I wanted to cover what she had to say about these children. Now, she mentioned several times about their dignity. She used that phrase at least twice in her short speech. But, of course, they don't give us any dignity. They don't even give our children any dignity when the TSA comes calling, either at the airport or at the bus station or the railroad station or the roadblocks. They're not giving us dignity. But they're saying that they need to treat these children with dignity. They need to treat them differently than they treat the rest of us. And that report from Alex that this will end the TSA, that is now live on our website as well as on YouTube. You need to see that. We need to point out the hypocrisy of what is going on within the country versus what's going on at the borders. And, of course, this is all being done by the same bureaucracy, Homeland Security, created in the wake of the 9/11 false flags. Everything about this agency is a lie, and that's what we see happening now. They've taken over law enforcement. They've taken over the border. And look at what they're doing. They're turning the police into a militarized occupational force that thinks that they're fighting a counterinsurgency war here in America. That's everything that they're training for. And just so that they're not disappointed, they're going to bring in drug cartels into America so we can have a real war, just like they do in Mexico. And, of course, we've been driving that war for them in Mexico. But there's a lot of corruption in Mexico as well. Look at this article. Mexican military incursion assisting drug smugglers in the USA have a shootout with Texas police. This is by Sarah Carter. It was at the end of the week last week. They said Mexican soldiers and civilian smugglers had an armed standoff with nearly 30 U.S. law enforcement officials on the Rio Grande in Texas last Monday, according to Texas police and the FBI. Now, I find it interesting that the local Texas police, the Texas police and the local police there have a very different take on it than the FBI. First, we were told that, well, you know, they came across, I think it was accidental or whatever. Then as the week went on, the FBI comes out with a statement and says, well, bad guys and three vehicles ended up on the border. People with Humvees who appeared to be with the Mexican army were involved with the three vehicles in getting them back across. Now, we're told by the local law enforcement and Texas police that what was happening was the Mexican military was escorting these drug smugglers across the border, as we have Homeland Security standing down the Border Patrol. It's a very different take on it versus the federal government versus the local and state law enforcement, and that's the problem. These problems are being driven by Homeland Security. They're being driven by the federal government. They're the ones who are pushing the police to shoot first and not even ask questions. They're changing the rules of engagement. They're changing the way the police treat the public. They're making the police paranoid about their safety more so than they are about the safety of the public. That's never a concern for them anymore if they follow the kinds of training that they're getting in New Mexico and all over the country. Mexico has been leading this with their shootings in Albuquerque, with their no-hesitation targets, but also with their shoot-first policy at the New Mexico State Police Academy. And they've had instructors there resign in protest. This is being driven by the federal government. And notice that it's the FBI that is downplaying the fact that it's the Mexican federales that are coming across. So, you know, we've got our own federales. We've got our own corruption in the American government. There's always this compartmentalization. Many people who are honest law enforcement people at the local and the state level don't realize that it's the federal government that is running the drug war, that is running the drug trade, just as it was the federal government shipping arms across the border. And you had a local or you had other law enforcement that was compartmentalized at the bottom trying to stop it and got killed. That's why Fast and Furious blew up in their face, because you had some law enforcement officers who were trying to do the real job while other law enforcement officers, quote unquote, from the federal government were actually violating the law. Why? So they could take down the Second Amendment. We also see that a study has said that all employment growth since 2000 went to immigrants. Now, this is also from the National Review. This came out on Friday. I would say it went to illegal aliens, or as they would say in New York, residents and undocumented immigrants. This is the Center for Immigration Studies said that a net employment growth in the United States since 2000 has gone entirely to immigrants, legal and illegal. They found that there were 127,000 fewer working-age natives holding a job in the first quarter of 2014 than in 2000, while the number of immigrants with a job was 5.7 million above the 2000 level. You understand, right now, that is being driven by organizations like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and big business are pushing for cheap labor to come in. But it isn't going to be people from Central and South America that are going to be taking our jobs in just a few years. Our jobs are going to be disappearing to robots. It's not going to be the Mexicans. It's going to be the metal cans who are going to be taking people's jobs. It's going to be service sector jobs, not just manufacturing jobs. One of the first service sectors to go is going to be transportation. And that's going to happen, according to many estimates, in as little as 3 to 5 years. They're rolling back the legal restrictions. The technological advances are there for computer-driven cars. And we should be very concerned about not only the economic effect that it's going to have on the country, but also the control that it's going to allow the government to exercise. Now, I want to go to the comment that Nancy Pelosi had about abortion. Listen to, and she wasn't talking about abortion, but I want to have you think about this in terms of abortion. Listen to what she was saying about the children coming across.
If you believe, as we do, that every child, every person has a spark of divinity in them and is therefore worthy of respect, what we saw in those rooms was dazzling, sparkling. Array of God's children worthy of respect.
There we go. Now, this is the same woman, the same political party, that is trying to force mandatory government-funded, well, the government funds abortions in many cases, but now they want to force abortion coverage on individuals and on companies. And that's a case that's coming up before the Supreme Court this week. She's talking about this divine light and that these are children of God. What about the children who are aborted? Do we not have that kind of respect for the children that have been aborted, the millions of children that have been aborted over the last several decades? That's the kind of hypocrisy that we see throughout this border collapse. Remember Hillary Clinton. She's going to be the candidate for women's issues. She's going to stand strong and show that women have arrived. And yet, I hope you've seen the tape. You need to listen to this tape of Hillary Clinton a few decades ago. It's kind of funny, her southern accent that is still there. She was 27 at the time that she defended a pedophile rapist. She's just a couple of years older at the time this tape is made. And she's laughing about how she got this guy off. She's laughing about how he passed a polygraph, destroyed her confidence in polygraphs forever. This is the woman who is going to stand for women's rights. And Pelosi talks about children having the light of God in them as she pushes to require abortions. Very, very telling, the hypocrisy that's going on at the border. This should roll all this back. We'll be right back.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. June 24, 2014, gold opened at $1,322.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.62, $685.31 for a half ounce, or $342.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.62, $685.31, and $342.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and I'm going to be taking some of your phone calls. Let me give you the Sunday number. It's a little bit different from the weekday number. It's 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-ALEX or 789-2539. Now, we've been talking about the hypocrisy of what's going on with the border collapse in so many different ways, and I want to get your take on that, on the hypocrisy, on the planned economic collapse that we see as NAFTA is going from a trade agreement that they enacted 20 years ago to an accomplished fact as they destroy the borders. But I want to point out one more article here that's up on Infowars.com. Obama sends the CIA to the UK to probe terrorist, quote, breeding ground. In a pointed snub to MI5, he sends a lone wolf mission to interrogate British security experts. In other words, you guys can't really handle the terrorists in your midst, so we're going to send some CIA guys on a junket to the UK, and they're kind of taking a bit of offense to that. And it really points out the hypocrisy that we've got, again, of this story that I read just a few minutes ago about the Mexican military helping drug dealers. They're assisting these drug cartels coming across the border and get into a shootout with 30 U.S. law enforcement agents. And, of course, those are going to be state and local agents because the federal agents have been told to stand down. And the FBI, again, tries to downplay that as being any issue. And it's not just drug deals that are coming into our country uncontrolled at the border. Terrorists from any country can bring anything they wish, and yet Obama sends the CIA to the UK to help them to make sure that they aren't a terrorist breeding ground. We're not going to protect our borders, but we're going to micromanage how they handle things in their country. Just great. I want to get your take on that. Now, we had Jakari Jackson and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs go down to the Nancy Pelosi photo op yesterday down at the border. She was there. The president of Honduras was down on our borders as well because, you know, we're all one big happy family now. And they were not allowed to go and talk to her. Even though they had sent their credentials in advance, they had gone through all the paperwork, they were held back at a distance. They were not allowed to get there because this was essentially a photo op. I don't think anybody asked any questions. I didn't see her answering any questions. But they had some questions for her, and they still asked them. Here's a clip that we've got from that.
Ms. Pelosi, your daughter said there's no way to secure the border. Did you fill her head with that nonsense? Or is that because you guys just don't want to do your job?
She's rushing away. This is at a distance. They're keeping them back quite a ways. That's why he's having to shout that out. Of course, no response.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? No response. That's what happens. That's why they don't want us at these events, because we're going to ask them some questions. You know, we might also ask them about NAFTA. But this is what she had to say in her prepared remarks about NAFTA. And I included this now with – I've spliced this in with the remarks from General Petraeus that he made in London about America being over and being replaced with NAFTA. Here are those comments.
Anyone who comes here sees that this is a community with a border going through it.
Boldly proclaimed,
this is
Becoming North American Decades as the title now. It's founded on recognition that if you put these three economies together, as has been the case 20 years into the North American Free Trade Act implementation, you find unique countries in terms of demographics.
We're all Americans in this hemisphere, North and South America. And this crisis, that some call it crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
That's right. Every crisis is an opportunity if you want to extend your control. And, of course, every crisis needs to have children as a part of it as well. They always have to be the cause that we're protecting. You know, the children, if they want to take away the borders, it's so that they can help children. If they want to take away our right to keep and bear arms, to protect ourselves, to keep a check and a balance against tyranny in this government, in this country, that, of course, has to be taken away to protect children. It always comes along that way. Now, Alex Jones is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, talking about how the global meltdown has begun. And I want people to think about how these people who are trying to exercise global control, how they operate. Look at what they've done with NAFTA. Now, of course, as Petraeus was talking about, he says, well, we're 20 years into NAFTA now. And so now we're ready for North America. And he made these remarks just before the border began collapsing. Now, Nancy Pelosi is saying we have a community that just happens to have a border running through it. Well, it's not a border anymore, not any more than the sense of the border between Texas and Oklahoma. And that's what they're looking at. They're looking at it being that kind of border. What they have done is they've operated for 20 years in their minds as a North American union. Now they're making it an accomplished fact. In other words, they've had it as NAFTA de jure, as the law. Now they're making it NAFTA de facto, an accomplished fact. And this should really concern us in many other areas, because if you look at things like the NDAA, where they wrote a law that says that they can arrest anyone and hold them indefinitely with the military without trial, and many other things that they have done, this is the way they operate. They enact the law to cover their illegal actions. And then down the road, they say, we've had this law for 10 years now, 20 years now. Now we're going to enforce it. That's the way this is going to happen. They're going to do the same thing there that they're doing now with NAFTA. Let's go to some of your calls. Let's go to Bruce in Ontario. Bruce?
Oh, hello, David. I was calling because there was a report issued to Barack Obama in 2009 titled North America Next. And this was issued by Robert Pastor, who, you know, authored the Rebuilding Building a North American Community in 2001. So he kind of postulated the North American community into existence. And now this report, I don't know if the guys in the booth, people at home want to look it up. It's called North American Next. It's put out by a university in Arizona.
That's North American what?
North American Next.
Net?
Next.
Next. Next, yes. Yes.
Put out by NACTS, North American Center for Transborder Studies. And there's a lot of information in that report. It's maybe a 25-page report. And if you guys can find it, turn to page 15, because it says right on page 15 that what they want to do is move the internal borders away from the borders and to the factory and the farm. So that's what we are...
Well, I think it's interesting that you would have North America Next, because that was the question that David Petraeus was answering at that London conference. After America, what's next? And he said, well, that's simple. It's North America. And he said he had been talking about that with a question mark. And he says, now I've removed the question mark. So he's removed the question mark, and Homeland Security has removed the borders. Thank you very much. Yeah, people look that up. It's North America Next. Is that correct, Bruce?
Yeah, North America Next, put out by NACTS. You just search that. Turn to page 15, because that's quite significant.
All right.
For what you guys are covering.
We'll let people look that up, and we always like to give our sources on things, and we have listeners who will actually look this stuff up. That's the difference between our listeners and those who are listening to mainstream media. They don't check the sources. Check that. Find out what's going on for yourself. Convince yourself. You'll see it there. We'll be right back with your calls and with Alex Jones' special report at the bottom of the hour.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
If they keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to continue with your calls in the next segment, but you know, this breakdown, this collapse of the border is about economic collapse. And here's Alex Jones to break that down for you.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, the 29th day of June, 2014 transmission. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from the TV studios. David Knight is in the radio studios. I could not be covering a more important issue than the one we're about to break down. It's now not denied that we're going into a global financial incremental implosion. But undoubtedly, it's clear that the orchestrated economic collapse is being accelerated. And it's crystal clear that on the ashes of this global world system, a highly autocratic, authoritarian technocracy is being established in the words of the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, the EU, you name it. Europe is the model where they appoint the leaders of Italy and Greece, where they have banker bailouts, where they grab 44% out of your bank account and pay it to billionaires. who the government has signed on to their derivatives, bailing them out. This is neo-feudalism. This is economic slavery, my friends, on steroids. Now, again, it's not my opinion that a global financial economic implosion from which we're never supposed to recover is being engineered. The latest article was in the London Guardian. Pentagon preparing for mass civil breakdown. Social science is being militarized to develop operational tools to target peaceful activists and protest movements to stop the people from getting out from under the globalists. Another article in the Guardian back in 2007 got a Ministry of Defense report, Revolution, Flash Mobs, and Brain Chips, a Grim Vision of the Future, Total Police State with a Brain Chipped Population to Control Us. That is the British Ministry of Defense. You cannot make up the magnitude of the sci-fi tyranny. Let's look at a quote from Henry Kissinger, and he said similar things in a New York Times article, where he said back in 1991 in Evian, France, at a Bilderberg Group meeting, today America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that means manufactured, that threatened our very existence. And he goes on to say it's at that time they would give in to the world government for their safety. General Petraeus a few weeks ago in the London Telegraph, speaking to the Thatcher group, said that we're going to get rid of America and bring in a North American Union, and their own BAMP Canada UN documents show they're going to use global crises to get that job done. In fact, he told the New York Times in 2009, Kissinger did, the chance for a new world order was the article, that again, crises are the way they're going to bring this in. He also told MSNBC right when Obama was elected and CNBC separately that all these different global crises with Obama would help bring in the new world order. And what is the new world order based on? Cloward and Piven, a sociology program of the Democrats, published in The Nation magazine back in 66, is just one plan under the larger Agenda 21, again, to bankrupt you and to force you to be dependent on the state and the chicken feed they hand out. Very, very similar to the systems they've used in communist countries to control populations. And under austerity, over and over and over again, things just get worse and worse. And you're not paying off your own national debt. Your country sign on to the derivatives, to the too big to fail, trillions of dollars per nation in many cases, tens of trillions in our case, and then you're a debtor to the very people that you bailed out. Now, the good news is that in places like Greece, where they've been going and even taking 44% out of some of the people's bank accounts to, quote, bail out the bankers with these bail-ins, in places like Cyprus, there has been such a revolt that they're having to start to back down as the public becomes aware of this. The New York Times bemoaned the fact that places like Spain, after many years of austerity, killing their economy further, they're now engaged in tax cuts to try to get the economy going. Kennedy cut taxes by 50%. Tax receipts doubled. The elite know if you cut taxes, it actually brings in more money on average. Then why do they want higher and higher taxes? To bankrupt the economy, then the globalist corporations are exempt from those taxes and from those regulations. Continuing now into the global economic meltdown that we know is transpiring, that we know is unfolding and being accelerated. Here's just some of the latest news. Rising food prices push up Indian wholesale inflation in May. Meat, poultry, and fish prices spike to all-time highs in the United States. You're seeing the inflation out there. International Business Times, meat, produce, dairy prices on the rise, while processed foods, grain prices remain stable. Yeah, the processed crud food. You're not crazy, America. Your grocery bill is going up fast, upwards of 2.1% in the last year, and that's with cooked federal numbers. Try doubling, ladies and gentlemen. But meanwhile, the farmers can't even make a living because it's all rigged by computers, like high-frequency trading, at the meatpacking level. And Americans can't even get jobs because the illegal aliens do that. Economic crime rises worldwide, led by theft and procurement fraud, survey shows out of Reuters. Again, corruption is accelerating, led by the Fortune 500. Las Jeddah, death toll reaches 100,000 plus in Mexico from the phony drug war. Criminal violence rising in the Caribbean, UN report, more than doubling. And now what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, they have trains out of Central and South America called trains of death with unlimited tens of thousands a day that Mexico allows in, as long as they don't get off the train, to come up to the U.S. where the Border Patrol loads them onto Greyhound buses with vouchers and ships them anywhere they go to be dropped off wherever they want to go. We reported that 2 weeks ago. Last week, AP confirmed that the White House, ladies and gentlemen, has literally ordered this but will not give details. So our story has been confirmed, ladies and gentlemen. But the backlash against this worldwide is accelerating. They're flooding Europe with unlimited illegals right now to then be the voting block to vote for further socialism, further control, further banker bailouts because they're clients of the state itself controlled by the globalists. In closing, look at this headline. Too big to audit. Large partnerships escape IRS scrutiny, GAO report shows. And this is being covered by McClatchy, AP, and others. CNS News is covering it as well. The big firms have written the regulations where the offshore globalists are exempt and don't even get audited and don't even pay taxes in most cases. But the average middle-class person, an average blue-collar worker, has had 21 taxes raised on them under Obamacare, seven of them on people at poverty line or below. Look it up for yourself. How was that a handout to the people? Again, even the New York Times admits everything's rigged. Even Rolling Stone admits everything's rigged. But who is it rigged by? That's the key here. The global collapse is here. If millions of illegals are able to come in the next year off these trains, tens of millions more will come. It will collapse the border. It will be a crisis. And under Rex 84 declassified, they have a plan to bring in martial law to fix the problem they've created. This is the signal to implode the borders, bring in the North American Union, as General Petraeus treasonously said a few weeks ago. You either wake up, speak out, and get involved, or you will lose everything in the meltdown. They will take your bank accounts. They will take your pension funds in the name of stabilizing the system. It's all being prepared. How many times have I warned you and told you what's going to happen next? Because I'm going off the globalist's own white papers. I read the Ministry of Defense reports, the Pentagon reports. I read what George Soros talks about. They're laughing at you and your family. This is all staged. Back to this live Sunday edition with David Knight. Don't say you weren't warned by InfoWars.com. Don't say there weren't people there that told you what was happening and that you could politically speak out and stop this. This is so treasonous that they've miscalculated, and this could literally turn the tide against the New World Order. They're accelerating their plan because they're already in so much trouble. So many good things are happening. They're voting down carbon taxes in Australia. The Supreme Court ruled Obama can't shut down all the coal power plants. Good things are happening because you're waking up. Now wake up all the way, wake up others. Back to the live transmission.
And we're going to be right back with more of your calls, so stay with us.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139, InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and that special report that we just played from Alex Jones is now live at YouTube as well as at InfoWars.com about the global collapse has begun. And how is it coming to us? It's coming to us through these open borders, through NAFTA being made an accomplished fact. 20 years after they passed the law, after we've had a couple of decades of industry being moved out of this country. Now, I'm going to go back to your calls. We're going to go to Kenny in Texas, but Kenny in Florida. But before we do, I wanted to tell you about our new Molon Lave belt buckles. This is a limited run of only 400 of these buckles per 500 per color. They are numbered on the back and say made in 1776 on the back. This is the same design, the subtractive design you've seen on the T-shirts that we've got. It's a beautiful buckle. It's a great conversation starter, and it's a way to support our operation. We're not funded by the government like MSNBC and others. We're funded by selling you products that we hope you enjoy and that you can use, things like Fluoride Shield, which we have a 25% off special on at the InfoWars store as well. Now, before I go to your comments, I just want to kind of summarize some of this hypocrisy that we've seen. Think about these things that are happening with the collapse of the border. Think about the fact, as we've got the story up on Infowars.com, we've got Texas small towns that are being bankrupted because they're providing humanitarian aid to people coming across the open borders, and yet the federal government gives them no money. Meanwhile, the federal government is giving $500 million to Syrian rebels to start a war there. Then think about those same Texas small towns that are panicking because they're suffering from violence, gang violence of these same people that are coming across. Are they getting any help with protection? No. Still, Obama is talking about sending not 300 troops, but now 500 troops, and we've also had a lot of people in the military tell us that their entire units are being deployed back to Iraq, to another war. Look at the fact that we have U.S. kids, especially middle-class kids, who are not going to get in-state tuition in any state they choose to go to. They're not going to get full-ride tuition, as illegal aliens do, as their children do. No, if they want to go get a college education, they're going to become indebted slaves to the government. Meanwhile, someone who doesn't live here, who hasn't been paying taxes for these universities, comes in and gets a full ride or in-state tuition. Look at the criminalization of U.S. kids even playing in their yard. As I pointed back in September 2012, we have a family where the kid was playing in their own yard. They got visited four times by the police, twice by social services. Just this last Friday, we had a father who was arrested because his kid was skipping church and a half mile away. So they arrested the father. And yet they're telling us that they need to encourage these kids to come across the border to run the gauntlet of drug cartels and pedophile prostitution rings, that's not child endangerment. No, when you let the child play in your own yard, if you're an American, that's child endangerment. But when Obama and Pelosi encourage parents to send their children across the border through these dangerous times, that's not child endangerment. Look at dignity and respect. Pelosi goes to the border and talks about how we need to do this for the dignity and the respect of the children. What about the dignity and the respect of children at TSA checkpoints at the airport and elsewhere? What about the dignity and respect that's owed our veterans at the VA? They don't get dignity and respect. They get put on a waiting list that doesn't even exist, and they die on this waiting list. Told that they're on a waiting list to get treatment, but they don't even get that. And then finally, look at the hypocrisy of the war on drugs and the war of terror, using that to create a militarized martial law, police state, surveillance state in the United States, and yet the borders are wide open, allowing any terrorist, any drug cartel to freely travel back and forth as they wish, bring anything that they want back and forth across the borders. That is the blatant hypocrisy of this planned takedown of America that is going on right now with this unprecedented collapse of the border. This is not a crisis. This is an opportunity, as Pelosi said. That's the way she sees it. All right, let's go to Kenny in Florida. Kenny.
Hey, David. Great show today, man. If you guys are mainstream, we could turn this thing around in a month.
Well, we hope to. I hope you all support us at Prison Planet TV. But, yes, thank you. Go ahead.
I'm a member, but I had one question. Why doesn't the governor of these border states call out the National Guard when they have absolute authority to do so? And yes. I'll listen offline. Thank you.
Well, that's a good point. You know, why doesn't the Congress impeach the president? Why don't they do anything? Well, the simple fact, I think, Kenny, the answer is that the Republicans are as big a part of this NAFTA takedown of the United States and the planned economic collapse as the Democrats are. I think that's why they're not doing anything about it. I think they're perfectly fine with what's going on. I mean, there's some that aren't. But for the most part, they're doing this for NAFTA. They have bought into this. They believe that it's an accomplished thing. It's been in the law for 20 years, and now they want to see this happen. They fundamentally don't have a problem with it any more than Pelosi has a problem with it. She says we've got a community that just happens to have a border that's not really effective anymore running through it. That's the way Boehner and these other people think of it, as well as the governors who are really not doing anything. We've had a token effort from the governor here in Texas, but that's all it is a token effort. And most of them haven't done anything. I don't think the Republican governor of Arizona has done anything about it. Let's go to Jeff in California. Jeff?
Oh, hi. Actually, it's Joe, but that's okay. Technology, got to love it. I've came to the realization especially in light of the recent happenings down there on the border, is that there are people, they're here, they've been here for a very long time. The government, they're not going to do anything about it. My bad, if that rustles any jimmies. But the point is that those that are here right now, if I knew Spanish, I would be down there at those shelters right now, educating them on the fact that this government is just as BS as their government that they fled. And the goal would be to essentially wake them up and turn them against Big Daddy government. We could teach these people to become independent, right?
Exactly.
Not depend on government handouts.
And that's the key, Brendan, when you said if you spoke Spanish. See, I believe that that's a large part of why they're bringing them in. I believe that they want to get people as early as possible who are going to be as difficult as possible to assimilate into the country because they want to bring down a collapse, because they want to fundamentally transform America, and they want to give these people a free ride. They want to give them lavish welfare on them so that these people will be loyal to them. I think that's what's going on. I think that's an important part of what's going on. It is a battle, but I think that's the difficulty, is that we don't speak Spanish, and that they're going to bring them in and educate them away from their family, away from their culture, and certainly not connected to family, and certainly not connected to our legal traditions here in this country. Let's go. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Anything else you wanted to add?
But my point is that is the case. But there are individuals who are aware of what's going on that do know Spanish that can at least make a dent in that.
Oh, absolutely. It's an information war. We haven't necessarily lost that information war, but it makes it even more difficult when they bring in people that speak a different language and when they bring in very young children. You know, that's the thing. You've always heard the phrase, give me a child when he's the age of fill in the blank, a very young age, and he's mine for life. That's the point of government education. That's been the point of government education since the time of Plato's Republic. Now that goes on steroids. And, of course, there's also the fact that they're trying to bring in people who, if they're at a young age, that they're not going to be able to support themselves, because that brings about an economic collapse, an economic crisis. And crisis is always an opportunity for people like Nancy Pelosi and David Petraeus and others who want to fundamentally change America. Thank you, Brendan. In Idaho, let's go to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie.
Thank you, sir. Yes, my comment is that Ross Perot's phrase of the giant sucking sound, thanks to so-called President, so-called Peace Prize, has become now a deafening roar.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What do you think we should do about it?
Well, we ought to see if we can get Ross Perot in the White House somehow, or we'll wish back that we, or just think about it. Just imagine if Ross Perot had been allowed to win.
Well, here's the thing that concerns me, Ronnie, and that is that if we look at the way they rolled this thing out, they enacted it as a law, and people, if they had enacted it as NAFTA, as a trade agreement, if they had done that and immediately opened the borders like they're doing now, do you think that would have woken people up? I think it would have. But instead, what they do is they enact the law and they let it set there, and they believe that that gives it legitimacy over time. And what I'm concerned about is the things that we've seen with FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the fact that they have these secret court decisions, the fact that they have the NDAA. They have put the infrastructure of tyranny in, and they're going to exercise that just like they exercise NAFTA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.